time for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM. Stream at listenlikealocal.com or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, this week with Dave. Ken is on vacation, and just be me this week. Hopefully both of us be back in here next week, at least for one more show. Do have a lot to talk about tonight. Do have a lot of updates to keep you informed on, or got a lot on my mind anyway to talk about tonight. Some congratulations. That's the kind of the things we're going to be chatting about tonight, just to keep you updated. No COVID updates to report again. Right now, everything is lifted as far as the mask bans. There are businesses and physicians' offices, doctors' offices, so forth, that are choosing to keep the mask mandate going as long as you are using their offices. And please be respectful of those. And, you know, if you've been vaccinated and fully vaccinated, it's fine. It is up to you to please be respectful of others if you haven't been vaccinated. But if those who have been vaccinated, you're free to go for most places. But, again, some places are still requiring those masks. That's about all I got for you on the COVID update. We'll be delving into some different issues. Now we've got some kids going in representing Powell County on the Bass tournaments, on the Nationals and Worlds. Hopefully we'll get some information, a little bit more information on that. We did have some students that did participate in the state cross-country meet, or excuse me, track and field meet last week. I believe it was last week at the state level. So hopefully Mr. Clapp will get back with me some information on those. And also to our neighbors to the south, Estill County, have a new basketball coach to be named, boys basketball coach. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that Coach Bentley, John Bentley, has taken a job at Montgomery County High School for their boys position, and we'll be talking about the new boys basketball coach at Estill County High School to replace John Bentley. Some big shoes to fill there. We'll talk about that selection tonight. We will delve into just a little bit about the, I guess, I'll give you my take on Little League and some things that, I guess it's not really the Park and Rec League now. And we will talk a little bit about the little debacle that happened a few nights ago. I'll give you my spin on all that. But again, just to give you some heads up on what some of the things we will be discussing tonight, back in a moment with more here on PCSN Live.
Ever think about this? 83% of customers who buy from Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram buy again. The reason? Great deals, great service, and a simple way of doing business. It's the Ram Spotlight Sales Event, and the all-new 2021 Ram pickups are priced to sell. Come see why the Ram truck is Truck of the Year for 2019, 2020, and 2021. Also, come see why Tanner is the best place to buy. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services, like PhoneSmart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at whitakerbank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless is proud to offer the Emergency Broadband Benefit Discount. This federal program can reduce the cost of our 25-gig unlimited plan by up to $50 a month. If someone in your household qualifies for certain government benefit programs or experienced substantial loss in income in the last year, you may be eligible. Only one discount per household, and it's only available until a lot of funds run out. It begins May 12th. For more details, go to appalachianwireless.com/EBB. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless. Unlimited data speeds will be slowed to 512 kilobytes after 25 gig per line.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave Faulkner. Tonight, Kent is again out. We're going to try to get a phone call here as we are speaking and try to bring that to you. Try to get Julie Clark on the line, and I dialed the wrong number the first time around. I'm dialing the wrong number again. This time, we'll try it again here in a second. So I do apologize for that, and we'll get right with this here as soon as I quit hitting the wrong buttons. So, again, I do apologize, but sometimes technology and me don't get along real well. But we're going to get some information on the Bass team on how these kids did, and we've had some changes, I believe. So, again, we'll get Julie on here to have some discussions. Go ahead and cue her up.
Hello.
Hey, Jules. I got you.
Hey, David.
Have we got you on there now? All right. You got some updates for us about the Bass team.
I do. This past weekend, we fished in our last qualifier in the EKY region. Secured our spot, our three teams, into the top 10 for a top 10 fish off on Sunday evening. They moved it to an evening tournament because of church and stuff like that, which was good. So we fished from 3 o'clock till 9 o'clock, and we didn't make the top three to make it into nationals, but we're still in the world finals because, you know, this is that dual event.
So,
and Caden Jones and Peyton Clark missed nationals by 1 ounce.
1 ounce?
1 ounce.
Now, that's a cumulative total as well, right?
Yes, it's your total for the day. Yeah, because everything goes to zero for the top 10.
Okay. So this was a tournament that you had to get the top so many for
three.
To get in? Okay.
Yeah. You had to be in the top three to qualify for the national side of this dual tournament. But we were in the world finals.
Okay, so who all qualified for which particular event?
Well, Caden and Peyton are in the world. All the boats are in the world.
Okay.
Carson Ewan and Dalen Lowry, who qualified for nationals and worlds last year. Remember, they went to La Crosse, Wisconsin on the Mississippi. So this is their second trip, but they're in the world this year. And then my all-girl team, the Shelton girls, Reagan Shelton and Mackenzie Shelton, they're going.
Cool. So you got three boats, correct?
Yes, we got three boats going.
Now, three boats that are in nationals,
in world,
and are any of the boats qualify for nationals as of yet or at all?
No, we're done. National, the last qualifying date was the 13th. Because at midnight, that was the cutoff.
Okay. So we are all in and all done, and we got three different boats that qualified for the World Fish Off. Now, where and when will that take place?
That's going to take place. Well, they can practice. There's a two-week cutoff. We're in a two-week mandatory. You can't be at Lake Hartwell fishing. It started Monday. And you are... you can travel down, I guess, on that Saturday, the 26th, and you can start practicing again June 27th, 28th, and 29th, and the tournament starts on the 30th. The kids are guaranteed 3 days of fishing, so they're guaranteed 3 days in the tournament, and then if you make the cut, so many out of the world can possibly make the cut for Saturday, and then they draw one wild card from the entire group of people.
Okay.
And there's like 30 that fish.
Now, that could be any boat that's there that qualifies for the wild
card.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And
we're guaranteed 3 days.
So I know last year we got, 2 days in? And try to give for the third day? Is that am I mistaken?
No, we the boys made it with nationals. They made the cut for nationals until they made the cut all the way to Friday.
I got you.
They missed the cut for Saturday.
So that's why there was a cut last year, because that was a nationals.
Yeah, because that's nationals.
I got you.
Yeah.
So the world is a little bit longer fish time.
Right, right.
All right, and I asked you this question. Have the kids been able to go prior to the cutoff to go down there and fish?
No, we didn't make that trip. We thought about it back in the spring, but then COVID hit back in the winter, but COVID hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, and we were... sort of, you know, frozen. We didn't get to start fishing until March.
I got you. Now, where is Lake Hartwell located?
Lake Hartwell is located Anderson. Well, they call it Anderson, South Carolina, where we're going to be located hotel-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But it encompasses, it's just... southwest of Greenville, South Carolina, Spartanburg area.
Okay.
Well, you know, Clemson University.
Yes.
South of that, of Clemson, South Carolina. And it runs, Lake Hartwell runs into Georgia. And that the Georgia-South Carolina state lines actually split the lake.
I got you. So if we need a tour guide, we could probably get Myra Goodwin to drive us down there, right? Because I think the boys went...
Yep, you're exactly right. She knows exactly where we're going.
Yeah, she'd be a good tour guide for that trip.
She would.
All right, so what? But, now,
yeah, so
that's the 26th?
Hopefully we get to. We've had an issue with the hotel room.
Okay.
So, but right now we are definitely there on the 27th.
So the 27th is the... I guess latest
practice.
Time that you want to get there for
first
practice.
First day of practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first day of practice, you get to practice from 6 a.m. to noon. And you have to be off. So you have to turn in the make and model of your boat and everything.
Yeah.
So there's you'd be surprised. There's people out there that watch.
Let me ask this also. If any of the boat captains or other fishermen, have they made the trip to kind of pre-fish to see how the lake is for the kids to go down?
No, we haven't, but prior to the two-week cutoff where you can call and ask for information, we were able to find a few people who have fished down there, and we got some background info on the lake of what was going on. So that has helped. So
when you say...
Right now, we are at a standstill.
Right.
We can't call and ask for information. We can't speak to university about it. It's up to the kids to YouTube, Google, and go watch for themselves.
So basically, it's kind of like a dead period for everybody. Well, you just guys have a dead period about when you can go to the lake or not.
Right.
I got you. That kind of makes sense. So basically, if the kids can find out information about the lake and how it's fished in the past, that's fine. But at this point, you can't call and check, or can you even?
Right. Like,
nobody can go pre-fish. You
know, if Scott Souchy was a big bass fishing guy and he was doing tournaments down there all the time, during this time, we can't call Scott.
I got you. Well, you do know he's a great musky fisherman. If anybody's looking for a guide for
that's right. That's exactly right.
He is. He is big call, over at Cave Run.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know, it's a great opportunity. The scholarship opportunities are unreal down there. It's gone up to over $3 million, David.
Now you've also. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that reminds me though. You just had a kid sign with Kentucky Christian, right?
Yes, I did. Evan McCoy just signed with Kentucky Christian. He's going to be fishing for them and going to school. Of course, I told him when he signed, I said, young man, academics first, fishing comes second.
Now, that school has been starting to get put out a lot of money for their bass
they
fishing.
They are. So, Gene Nornhold, the head coach down there, or up there at Kentucky Christian, he's going to be down there. So, and he is offering $750,000 in scholarships himself.
Wow.
Just from Kentucky Christian. In fact, you know, the big thing is about an all-girls team. If you're an all-girls team and you finish in the top five, you're guaranteed scholarships. Top five girls team.
Now,
it's like the girls are competing in their own little tournament themselves.
So a little subset of the tournament, right? Little
subset of the tournament. And we've got one of those teams.
Do you know how many all-girls teams that would be there?
I don't, but this number is going to blow your mind when I tell you how many's entered. Last year up at Wisconsin, there was 312 and 299 fished. Or right around 302, something like that. This year, I spoke with Donnie on Sunday, and I said, Donnie, to date, as of today, before the midnight deadline, how many's entered? He said 400.
So not double, but a third more boats for that tournament this year.
Yes.
Do you think it's a location thing where there are more people going to the southern end, and instead of going to Wisconsin?
I think so. They're drawing more people. They're probably drawing more Georgia, Florida. Because up in Wisconsin, Kentucky was one of the biggest states that had kids there. Our kids went.
Now, do you think the kids from Kentucky will also go to the Georgia? Because it's not really, what, 8 or 10 hours?
I think so, because I was calling the hotel today and trying to figure out our hotel issue. And she said, well, we had another Kentucky team to call and make reservations. So, you know.
Tell you what, it's starting to boom, and I'm glad that the KHSA supports these bass kids. I think it gets them a little bit more recognition. This is something that's been kind of quiet in the past that we really didn't realize was out there. But you've done a great job with that. And, again, tell us who some of your boat captains have been.
This round for World Finals, Philip Jr. and Jeremy Jones, they have flip-flopped because of work issues and so forth for boat captain for Caden and Peyton. So Robert Curtis is going to be our kid's boat captain. And you know Cheesy, he knows bass fishing. And he's competed on some semi-pro amateur tournaments down at Lake Hartwell.
I would say.
But that was, you know, that was back in his younger years.
I won't say how old he is.
I won't either.
Yeah, we're the same age, so I can't say.
Yeah, that's right. And James Shelton is going to be with his girls. And then Barry Ewan's going to be with Carson and Dalen.
Well, I know
Barry took the boys last year.
I know Barry's laid back now. How is James with the girls? Is he pretty laid back with the girls? He doesn't fuss at them for messing up or anything, does he?
No, because, you know, listen, even the best ones have hard times hooking a fish.
Oh, I trust me, I understand.
But he gets, I think they all get a little excited. But,
hey,
you know,
it's probably easy for the parents to get excited, right?
It is going to be huge for this. I mean, we're probably going to be a deer looking in a spotlight when we get down there with 400 boats.
I mean,
Carson and Dalen and Barry will just be laughing at us.
But yeah.
The other two, we're going to be going, OMG.
I think Robert will be fine, but you're right. I think.
Oh, Robert will be fine.
Oh, he'll be fine.
That's why we recruited him.
Yeah.
But Phil Jr. couldn't get off work, so he's going to. We were able to get a cheap ticket. So
Jeremy will be captain in that boat?
No, Jeremy's going to sit out this one. He's going to take a spare boat for us.
Okay.
We learned last year with Barry going up there, anything can happen.
Right.
So
I remember that.
They got lucky and got their boat fixed, and so he's going to take a spare boat.
Okay, so you'll have three captains this week, and that's I'm probably messed up on who it was. It's Robert, James, and who's the other captain?
Barry.
Okay. Well, Barry, who did I say? Oh, Barry, Robert, and James. Those are the three captains.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy's supplying his extra boat.
Yeah. He's just going as a parent. And, you know, this is during dead period.
I was getting ready to say, is it close to the dead period?
Yeah, and we have to observe it. So, but I get to go because I'm a parent.
So how does that work?
We just sit there.
So it's kind of like, I guess it's like this. It's kind of like travel ball for if I were coaching. I can coach my own, just can't coach others. So you can kind of go with your kid, just stay away from the rest of
them. I can go with my kid, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we can't really do anything. And we can't wear our Powell County uniforms, so we picked four sponsors off the shirt, our big primary sponsors. And they're going to supply us with T-shirts. So when they go up to weigh-in, they're going to be in their shirts.
Okay, so are you taking any more donations to help the kids out with the travel?
We are set. If somebody wants to donate, that would be great. But I just don't know at this point, you know.
So
if people want to, that's fine. They can contact me. They can contact me at central office. Be more than glad to do whatever.
Okay. But, we'll throw that out there. At least they can give you some money to maybe start up for next year.
Yes. If I can't get it in time, because I know Teresa is covered up with her year-end stuff.
And I think she'll be out maybe for next week or so, I believe.
Yeah, she's going to be out a week, and I have to leave on the 28th
to
go down there.
You and I will be going out of town about the same time, I believe. We're going to North Carolina, but I do plan on fishing. Uh-huh. But
You go, boy.
I do. I'm going to go fishing one day down there, so give me a little deep sea fishing going on.
There we go.
I'd be afraid if I catch a big fish. What am I going to do?
Probably throw my pole at it.
I need to call Peyton or Carson, one of those guys I know real well, and say, what do I do when I catch one? You know?
There you go.
There's the experienced guys. All right, Julie. I wish you guys good luck, and we'll let you get off here. And, again, wish the kids the best of luck, and maybe when they get back, we may talk to them again and talk about the trip.
Okay, and just tell everybody to watch our Instagram.
Okay.
My Instagram, Coach Julie 24, and Jamie Ewan, and then I think Connie Lowry, Dalen's grandmother, will probably put something on Facebook.
I was going to say we watched a lot of it on Facebook on Connie's last year. We'll try to keep plugged into that stuff. So will we put in this on the athletics page with Doug?
Yeah, I normally shoot something to Doug every day when Carson and them were up north. I would send him something. So, yeah, while I'm down there. Am I allowed to do that?
Well, I was getting ready to say, I don't know if you can or not.
I don't know if we're allowed to do that or not. So, well, I think dead period's dead period.
Dead period's dead period.
Come off. Yeah.
So now dead period starts.
He can put pictures on after dead period.
See, I think you're.
Dead period starts on the 24th.
Oh, it starts on the 24th.
Yeah, started on an odd time.
Usually, it's the end of the month, right?
Yeah.
That's why I was confused.
Or that Friday, that last Friday.
Yes, that last week.
Nope, they extended it this year.
Well, good for them.
Goes all the way to the 9th.
We need a break in the summer.
We do.
Kids need a break.
That's the thing about bass fishing. This is our. End. You know what I'm saying?
Dead period.
June 30th ends our season, pretty much.
And that's normally when dead period usually started, was around that date in the past. So.
Yeah, but they've added 7 days, I think, to it or something.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't.
But that's okay. We fixed it. We know what to do. You know.
You're good to go. So. Well, wish you the best of luck. Have a great time. And hope the kids catch a lot of fish. That's the
Me
key.
Me too. Everybody say a prayer that everybody, we travel safe.
Travel safe. Fish safe. Stay on them boats safe.
Yeah, 400 boats plus all those recreation.
Yeah. Well, the guys you got going, I know they're all safe, and they'll do a good job. Just keep us posted on Facebook. We'll check you out, and maybe we'll have them on here when they get back after dead period's over.
That sounds great.
All right, Julie. Thanks
great,
a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Everything.
No problem. Thank you. All right, let's go. Julie Clark talking about Bass Team, and we'd like to thank her for coming on tonight in short notice. But again, some great deals with those kids. Stand behind them for the Bass Team as they'll travel to South Carolina, Georgia line to go fishing in a couple weeks. So we're actually next week and a half. So be back in a moment. More here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken this week, just with Dave. But that's okay. Again, hope Ken has a good time on his trip, and hopefully we'll be all back here next week. And then after that, I think we'll take a week or so off here from PCSN Live. We'll check with you next week on the schedule. Talk about the track and field kids that qualified to try to text Coach Clapp to get some information. He hasn't got back with me as of yet. Of course, I was texting late. It's my fault. But I do know some of the kids that qualified for state, Larry Shiflett, Dakara Cooper, and Ian, and I'm not sure what Ian's last name, so I apologize for that. So if somebody give me Ian's last name, that'd be greatly appreciated. And again, they competed, I think it was Saturday week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm not real sure what the date was from the state track meet. But again, three kids going to state track. That's a good job. Congratulations to track members, Coach Clapp, Coach Caldwell, I know he assists James in that. And, again, you all did a great job this year representing Powell County. I don't know how the kids did at state, but hopefully we'll get that information out to you as soon as possible. But big thank you and congratulations. Ian McCoy is that other qualifier for state. Thanks, Julie, for the text. So, again, that's a big deal. We got kids going to, again, the world's competition for bass fishing. We had three kids go to state for track and field competition. So that's a fantastic end of the year for our athletes. The Powell County boys baseball team and softball team, girls softball, both were eliminated in round one of the regional tournaments. That was last week. Wolf County was the girls representative for the 14th region, and Hazard was representative for the boys, as Hazard defeated Estill County in the championship game, and it was Wolf County over Perry County Central in the championship game on the girls' side. So two really good championship games for both. Estill County lost an heartbreaker over there, and it was a good game between Wolf and Perry Central in the championship game here with softball. And a big congratulations out again to Benny Campbell and his team. I tell you what, just really probably the biggest upset I've seen in a long time in softball, defeating Estill County. And his kids really came out to play that night, defeating Estill in the semifinal round. I'm not sure I saw that coming or anybody else that was playing in the regional tournament. That was a discussion the whole time. Estill County had a really great season this year. Congratulations to them in the season they had, but did fall short in regional tournament play as they fell to Wolf County. Again, tip your hat to Wolf County. They did an amazing job with that victory over Estill. And also want to thank the folks at GRC, the softball boosters that allowed us. Coach Brewer or Mr. Brewer, our athletic director, contacted their athletic director, and they got a hold of the softball boosters, and we were able to go down and have our championship game between Perry and Wolf County at GRC Stadium, that AstroTurf beautiful sports facility they have down there, and that's where the championship game was played. And again, thanks to the Clark County softball boosters for putting in a lot of work. They did the PA for us, they did the music for us, got us set up in the press box. I also worked the concession stands. So, again, thank you guys for setting that up for us. Glenna Gentry set up the gate, sold tickets. And I got a big thank you for, I guess, from the Clark County parents that really thanked the crowd. So for you guys from Wolf, from Perry, from everyone who went down to watch the games, thank you guys for coming out. You supported our teams in the 14th really well. And they were really shocked with the turnout that they had there at the Cardinal Stadium. Just a beautiful new complex down there. If you ever get the chance to look at it, it's an amazing sports facility. Beautiful indoor facility they've got for all sports they can use. Big weight room. We saw the entire thing. Their softball complex is amazing as well. It's just state of the art. Good to see growth of the game and growth of the sports facilities like they have. And again, new plans at Estill County also going forward. Just mentioned them. They got some new plans to really upgrade their softball and baseball facilities. New dugouts, I believe. New press box and bleachers set up for the baseball and softball over there. So big congratulations to Estill County for getting it done. And they'll have a great new facility for play next year. So, again, congratulations to them for getting that done over there. So, those are just a few things we're going to talk about, but now we're going to take another break here, and we'll come back with some more info. We got this one update. Maybe I can update you real quick before we go to the break. Just got a message from Coach Clapp, and I will just read this back after the break here on PCSN Live.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandpa. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, As General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Attorney Teddy Flint represents people in personal injury cases. Call for a free consultation. Remember, Teddy Flint only gets paid if you do. Attorney Teddy Flint, sponsoring radio broadcast of the Powell County Pirates. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
Your Stanton Ace Hardware has geared up for the biggest garden season in history. They've been reserving product for months to fulfill all the needs of their wonderful, loyal customers. They have an abundant stock of canning supplies, plants, and seed. Stop by Stanton Ace Hardware for all your lawn and garden needs. They practice safe social distancing, and masks are a must. Ace, the helpful place.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Kent. Just Dave this week, but again, hopefully we'll be back, both of us, in here next week for the show. This is from Coach Clapp. Just got a message from him, and this is Larry Shiflett. Actually pulled a double. He competed in the 100-meter dash. He finished 14th at the state, 11.33 with the time. And in the 200 meters, he was 9th with a time of 22.95. Those are really good times for Larry. And again, congratulations to Larry for the pulling off the double. Again, he had qualified in both and got two times in both, and that's a big deal. Ian McCoy finished 23rd in the 3200, which is a distance event. I believe it's close to a mile, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And then finished with the time of 12. That's not a mile. That's longer than a mile. 1600 is a mile, so it's 2 miles. There we go. 12:04. That is getting it. That's 6 minutes, 2 6-minute miles there, folks. He finished 23rd in that event, but a good job, Ian, on that one. That's it takes a pretty brisk pace to finish in 12 minutes. And Dakara Cooper was in the, I believe, the shot put, and got a 19th with a distance of 78 feet 9 inches. So that's a really good throw for Dakara. And again, I think all these kids will be back again next year, and you know that just bodes well for the track team as we go forward. So again, looking forward to see those kids back in action again next year in the track and field events. Really good showing at the state level, in my opinion. So great job, kids. Again, we do have some more stuff we want to talk about. Again, we talked about, mentioned earlier, just a little teaser, that Estill County High School has hired a new boys basketball coach. I put a sent a text message to Brian earlier to see if he could maybe return a call tonight. But Brian Hall was the new head boys basketball coach at Estill County High School. He was formerly the girls coach at Estill County, moved on to Bryan Station girls basketball for several years. And now will be back at Estill County. Also was one of the applicants here at Powell County. Alan Martin was hired for that position. So Brian was available for the Estill County position once it opened up. And I think it's a good fit. I think it's a very good fit for Brian to go back to Estill County. They know Brian there from his when he coached the girls. This is his first coaching job with boys basketball since he left here, and I can't even remember what year that was. It probably, I'm going to say 10 years ago, something like that, 8-10 years ago with Brian here. I thought Brian had a great career as a coach. I think he was here 6 years or maybe seven. He had 3 or 4 district championships here at Powell County. Now, the record wasn't the greatest, but he always had a tough schedule. And the first year here, it was pretty dismal with the team that he had. Not a lot of wins, but they kept improving under Brian, and I think it's going to be the same way at Estill County. Lost a lot of seniors last year, and he'll be in a little bit of a rebuild at Estill. And I talked to the superintendent a little bit actually at the regional tournament, and you know, he had a lot of good things to say about Brian, and he said Brian was willing to step in and work with the younger groups coming up, and That's part of the, obviously we've talked about that here as well as one of the issues. And that's what the superintendent said, told me there was, you know, we're looking forward to him coming in and working with the middle school and some of the elementary kids and help build that program from the bottom up. And again, I think that's how programs have to be built. We're going to talk about more about that in a minute. But again, congratulations, my good friend Brian Hall. He'll be back into coaching this year at Estill County High School. So I have to root for Brian. He's a great guy. Now, not against my Pirates, but I will be rooting for Brian personally at Estill County. So congratulations there. Again, we're going to talk about Little League and some things like that here in a moment. But I'm going to say this real quick. We got a lot of sports here in Powell County, and I think we've had some success. Now, it depends on what you want out of sports, in my opinion. And this is just going to be a little rant of mine since I'm here solo tonight. I can kind of rant if I want to, a little, I guess, not to step on any toes or anything like that. But we've got some really good programs here. We've got a lot of, I think we have a system in place where the coaches here care about our kids. But I view it differently than a lot of other folks, I guess, maybe. I think there's probably some people that would agree with me on some things and others that won't. Again, we can't always agree, but I think we do agree on the premise. Sports in Powell County are for kids to have an additional outreach, if you will. We're kind of put us there as a support group for these kids, for have them something to do. Sports is a great way to keep them busy. Sports is a great way to maybe get them a college look. Not a lot of kids go D1 from Powell County, and that's kind of a known thing. I think we've had maybe 3 or 4 basketball players and a couple of baseball players, and we're talking back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s for some of those. Our latest D1 athletes haven't been any of those. It's been more golf, individual sports. We've had some golf kids go D1. We've had some track folks go D1. Other than that, some cheerleaders have gone D1. And really, other than those folks, I don't know of a lot of D1 that we've had here that have been on a team sport other than cheer. Those kids, when they get seen, they are what they are. They have the skill set that we give them. Now, I don't think we give these kids enough opportunities because maybe we don't have enough facilities. Maybe we don't have enough opportunities at early age to get it done. Now, I really think the facilities is a big part of that. I think if you have really nice facilities, people will come in. I think we fell a little bit behind in that area, in my opinion, over the years. I guess the last real upgrade we've had to any athletic facilities here has been back in the Jim Potts days when the football field went in, the field house, all that stuff was fairly new at that point in time, and that was actually at the beginning of my career. So it's been almost 30 some years, and we've had a lot of upgrades to our system. Yes, we've had some things done that have been fixed and updated, but not upgrades. We don't have things that are better. We don't have a lot of high school gym sizes around this area. We need more places for the kids to go practice and get home at a decent time. So there are opportunities for folks, and I believe this. I think it's an important part of the school career for these kids. But to give them the best success rate, we need infrastructure in our system to have athletic facilities upgraded. So hopefully our folks at the board will at some point consider some upgrades to our facilities and some improvements to be made. I think it's money well spent, and you're seeing folks like Clark County put a lot of money in. You're seeing folks at Estill County putting a lot of money in to upgrade their existing structures and making them much better. And if you get that, you have more pride, and I think that bodes well for the community. After that little rant, we're going to take another break here and go back, and we'll talk about what happened, I guess, a couple nights ago here at the city park, and I'll give you my take on what happened here. But again, It's just my opinion. Don't shoot the messenger here. Back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
Stopping my break a little early here, I've got only a couple commercials left, so I'm going to kind of move right along here. So we're going to leave us another time to take one more little break here before we step off the air. After I check my phone here, got a message. Let me see if it's anything I need to talk about here on the air, and I don't see anything. So again, we're going to a little bit about what happened here. We got the news, we got national media going on about the ruckus, if you will, here at the city park during the T-ball championship game. In my opinion, I've seen some of the videos that were out there. I think things got a little bit out of hand a little quickly. I think the videos don't show a total picture of what may have happened. And I'm not placing blame on anyone. I do think this, though. I have an opinion about T-ball, and that is let the kids play. Let them have fun. Enjoy themselves. Teach them how to play the game the right way. That's what it's for. It's about instruction. It's about teaching the kids and letting them have fun and enjoy the game. Baseball is, in my opinion, one of the best games out there. But we have to be able to put the kids in a position to where they'll succeed. Now, succeeding, I'm not putting the word succeeding with winning. I'm putting the word succeeding with putting them in the best framework to learn the basics, to learn the fundamentals. At 5 and 6, we're learning fundamentals. I think it's 7 and 8, we're learning fundamentals. And this is just my opinion. I don't think there should be a score kept. I think it's one of the new policies that they may have put down. I don't think there should be a score kept anywhere. To me, the score should not matter. If you're teaching the kids the right way, you're going to be doing the right things. Teaching the kids and have them, they could care less about winning. It's more about the parents, the aunts, the uncles, the grandparents in the stands that want a winner. To me, it puts a lot of pressure on kids. Why not just let them enjoy themselves, have fun, and learn the game? I know that sounds weird. I'm a high school coach. I've been a high school coach for 35 years. I also coached Little League. Before I coached at the high school level, I coached Little League. I coached Babe Ruth in baseball. I have worked with the younger kids. And to me, it was never about just winning. It was always fun to win, but we were going to get milkshakes regardless after the game. I don't think we can ever thank our coaches for these leagues enough. These coaches are putting in, and most of the coaches are parents, a lot of them are, we owe them a big thank you. They are doing it for absolutely nothing. Our umpires are doing it for absolutely nothing. A volunteer. So when you have that scenario where everybody's wanting to win and it's a tournament and it's a big deal, emotions can get in the way. But why go to that stress point? Just let them play. Let them have fun. Enjoy. We can worry about winning when they're 8, 9, 10, when they get a little older. I don't think even the kids really understand about winning until we put it down their throat. Let them have fun. Let them learn the game. I know I did this a long time ago in a different sport. It was basketball. I met with the coaches and took over the junior pro league for a while. And my first suggestion was, let's don't keep score at this age group. Let's don't keep score at this age group. Let's do it this way. And man, you'd have thought I would want to come in and just change the world. But again, the things that I didn't like about it was too many people were fussing, too many people were griping it. And at Little League games, there's more intense than it is at the high school level. And that shouldn't be. You know, the kids are out there to have a good time. The kids are out there to learn a sport. Let's teach them the right way. And by doing that, we're instilling this thing with about the game. Learn the game first and then try to win. That's just my take on it. Now, did it get out of hand the other night? Yes. Should it have? Can it happen to anybody? Yes. You always have to take a look at yourself before you make accusations. That's not my job. I'm not here to do that. But I'm assuming, you know, I guess the board has said there will be disciplinary actions taken at a later date. That's up to them and with those individuals who were involved. I know the news media has come in here, and it always puts a black eye on the community. And I don't think that's needed. I think the coaches probably, in their mind, see it a certain way. I know I've been bent out of shape at times. I will never cast the first stone to any coach who gets mad at a call. I've been upset with calls before, and I regretted it sometimes. And just as these coaches have, you know, they've got on Facebook and apologized for their what they did, thought it was wrong, and obviously there's always going to be a barrier you can't break, and you know, I'll support whatever the board decides. But again, I think there'd be some clarification on all levels on what's expected out of all the teams, out of the kids. But again, if you take the winning part out of it, you take a little bit of that drive and that emotion out of the game, you don't have to even worry about it at that level. Again, I think I know there's been score kept in T-ball for a lot of years. I think they've taken it away and then put it back in for the tournament. But in my opinion, I don't know why they've ever kept score. You've got a run limit or an out. You've got either, I think it's was six runs, three outs, which is what it always has been the last 25 years or so with T-ball. I mean, you got to score. If you score 24 or 25 runs in a game, you should win. Well, if you're going to score that many runs, it's not all about who's playing the best. You know, I mean, you're maximizing your run scored. You know, when we play a JV softball game and they play the three run, three out rule, is it really a game? No, it's not. Wait till you get three outs first. Then you say it's a game, and it's 85 to 74 and somebody's going to be a winner. That's great, but you're going to sit there for 6 hours playing a four inning T-ball game with 5 and 6 year olds. It's not going to work. So you're really not playing a real game anyway. You're playing a game with run limits, with outs or whatever it may be. That's not a true game anyway. So why put a score on the board? That's just my perspective. That's just old Dave Faulkner's issue. Again, I don't try to put our kids under a lot of pressure, even at the high school level when you're playing JV. To me, it's about learning. At the freshman level, definitely about learning. As long as the kids are learning and get ready for varsity action, they're ready to play. These kids that are playing on different teams down here, eventually their goal should be work to play for the high school team together. And if you get animosity built between kids at a certain level, they might not even like each other when they get there. And guess what? That's who they compete against. That will be their teammates in a few years. So we got to find a way to let the kids understand how it works. I know I talked to a guy today about it a little bit, and he says there's nothing wrong with maybe changing teams every couple of weeks. It's okay to get a different voice. It's okay to get a different idea. It's okay for the kids to get a different lesson. Too many voices is too many voices. I get that as well. But, you know, again, I hate it for what happened down here the other night. Shouldn't have happened. Cooler heads should have prevailed in some manner of fashion. And the kids should not have had to listen to even the adults in the stands who were yelling all the profanities. That's not needed either. Everybody puts a lot of blame on the coaches and some of the fans on how they acted. Let's take a step back, and some people outside the fence, you may need to take a different look about how you're acting in front of your kid. None of that needs to be in front of 5 and 6 year olds. That's why it was really wrong. I commend the coaches that took care of the kids, commend the parents went and got their kids and got them away from all that. You did a good job. The coaches who were involved, listen, you messed up and you know it. And they've already admitted to that. And so whatever happens will happen. And again, we all have to look at ourselves first. And if we ever made a mistake, yes. Should we own up to it? Yes. Do we have to pay for it somehow? Yes, we do. Some things have to have, it's like that old saying, it's about like inertia. If you get pushed this way, it has to be pushed the other way. So there's always pushback. If you make a mistake, there are sometimes consequences for your actions. We teach that in health classes, or I used to teach it all the time in health class. Every decision has a consequence. If you make a bad decision, there's consequences for that action. If it gets way blown out of proportion, again, more people know about it. Sometimes it gets more penalty than maybe what it deserves. But that is what it is. With all decisions that you make, there's somebody looking at you. These 5- and 6-year-olds need to look at better role model examples than what you guys did. Again, remember, look at what you did it in front of. It's not what you did. It's in front of who you did it in front of. That's just my little spin on it, and you can take that with a grain of salt. We'll take these extra 2 breaks. Be back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protex Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protex Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
And welcome back to this last couple minutes here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. So if I offended you, I'm sorry. If I stepped on your toes and I was right, then maybe I'm still sorry. But again, these are my opinions, not the station's, not Ken's. These are just mine. This is just Dave. But again, they are what they are. I've been in this business for a long time, and again, mistakes will be made, and sometimes mistakes have consequences to those. So we'll let the chips fall where they may at that point and be done with it. All right. Oh, we got to learn from those. Now, the Reds have learned from a lot of losing. they're on a little bit of a heater right now. Reds beat the Cardinals in a sweep last 4 games and then went to Milwaukee. And guess what? They have just swept who were in first place, the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee is a half game ahead behind the Cubs now, so the Reds are now 2.5 games out of first place behind the Cubs, who are a half a game ahead of the Brewers. And the good news for the Reds, again, that's 7 in a row, 7 straight wins, at least 7 straight wins. We'll go back to the 4 against St. Louis and the 3 against Milwaukee and say this: the Reds are in third place in the National League Central. Now, it's early in the season. It's not even July yet. But we are approaching the trade deadline July 30th. Now, if the Reds keep on going like they're going, they're maybe buyers at the trade deadline. If you're a Reds fan, that's a good thing. They are in fourth place in the wild card. And they are in third place in the division. So that tells you you're in the mix, but you're still behind. So even if a 7-game winning streak puts you in third place, that tells you you still got a long way to go to get to where you're going. So if you're a Reds fan, good for you. U.S. Open coming up this week, I believe, in golf. So we'll pay attention to that one. let's see what else we've got here. Again, Bass team will be going to South Carolina, Georgia line for some tournament action here at the end of the month. Good luck to them. Congratulations again to our state track and field kids. Great job for you guys. And that'll be about it from PCSN Live. We'll talk to you again next week here from WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.
104.9 WSKV. Pickup Country.